Conclusion. A final example from everyday life. A few years ago, I did an experiment with a group of managers. They were professional and clever, and all of them had successful careers. I divided the managers into behavior color groups: red, yellow, green, and blue. They had to solve a problem that was connected to their work and required cooperation. They were given an hour to complete it. I explained the challenge, and all the groups enthusiastically got to work. After they had been working for a while, I went around and checked what was going on in the various teams. In the red group, the noise level was high. Three people were standing and loudly explaining why they were right. Two of them were in the middle of an argument, while the final person had decided to work alone. Completely ignoring the shouting, he was writing something really fast. When I asked if everything was okay, they stopped and looked at me in surprise. "Great," one guy said without smiling. "We're almost done here." I left them and continued on to the yellow group, which was also working energetically. The discussions were lively, with everyone trying to convince the others of their own position. While the Reds were angry with one another, there was nothing but smiles here. Three of the Yellows were trying to use the whiteboard, and another told me an amusing story that had nothing to do with the task. The fifth manager in the Yellow group was drawing on a piece of paper and sending emails on his phone. Next, I visited the Green group. Inside the room, it was calm. Their voices were quiet, and they were all listening rather than speaking. The main goal was stability and safety. Five of the managers were sitting quietly, listening to one of their colleagues telling a sad story about a dog. The last manager had written some suggestions about how they could solve the task I'd given them, but every suggestion ended with a question mark. She needed more help, and it looked like she would have to ask for it. In the last room, the blue group was incredibly quiet. A lot of thought was happening, but there was no real communication. A woman was reading silently through the task with her lips moving. I asked if they needed help to get started and got a few uncertain nods in reply. They soon began a very thorough discussion. It was obvious that they were on the right track, but in incredible detail. I remember taking a look at the clock. Half the time I had given them was over, but they hadn't really produced anything. They were more interested in doing things correctly than in getting things done. I left them and went back to the large hall. Before the whole time was up, the red group arrived, looking pleased with themselves. They were happy to be the first back. They'd clearly won the test. I had to go and get all the other groups. The yellow group was the slowest. Two of them were talking on their phones, and another manager needed some coffee and cake before returning. When all the groups were back, I let them present their work. The red group presented like winners. They'd turned the task into a race. They were ready in 30 minutes, even though they had an hour. The rest of the time they'd spent phoning their colleagues, checking what they were doing with their time. It was a good presentation, well organized and well thought out. But about 30 seconds into the report, it was clear that the red group had solved a completely different problem than the one I'd given them. When I asked if they had actually read the instructions, they all began arguing. One of the men stated confidently that they'd adapted the task to reality. He expected us to applaud them. When it didn't happen, they returned to their seats. A second after sitting down, the woman in the group began playing with her phone. A message had to be sent immediately. After that, it was the yellow group, three women and two men. All of them smiled and stood at the front. Who should begin? After a short argument, a woman came to the front and presented the exciting discussions they'd had for the past hour. She spoke for a while about the whole thing being an inspirational exercise. She described how she was going to use what they'd learned when she returned to her work. Her presentation was fun, and everyone laughed. I was also amused by the woman's story, but its only purpose was to hide the fact that the group hadn't solved the task. However, the yellow group was applauded, mostly because people enjoyed their presentation. Now it was time for the green group. It took a while to get everyone up on stage. The yellow group had argued about who was going first, but in the green group, at least half of their six people looked ill. This was one of the larger groups, but they were all nervous. After a moment, one of the men began to speak. He faced the whiteboard most of the time. He talked softly, turning toward the members of his team for support, and most of the message was lost. The green group hadn't solved the task, even though they had made more progress than the yellow group. I asked if everyone in the group agreed with the presentation. He said that he thought that most of them agreed with most of it. I asked the group, and they all nodded, but at least four of them looked unhappy and had their arms crossed tightly, which seemed to say the opposite. Finally, the blue group came up in line and stood in alphabetical order as they'd agreed. Arnie went through the instructions, saying that there were several points that had made the task challenging. Among other things, he said the language was not always clear and there were mistakes on the first page. Then it was Barrett's turn to go through the basic ideas of their work after being interrupted twice by Arnie, who believed that a few details needed explaining. When Kjell took over, they still weren't even close to providing a solution to the problem. Stefan didn't make anything clear. When Yolanda finally said they needed more time to really finish the task, everybody in the hall started talking. The red group quickly called the blue group complete idiots, the yellow group felt it was the most boring thing they'd ever experienced, and the green group just suffered silently. Conclusions. The purpose of the whole exercise was to show that no group should only have the same personality type. The best way to put a group of people together is by mixing different types of people. This is the only way to achieve good cooperation. However, most of the organizations I have worked with fail on this when they hire people. Managers bring in new people who are like themselves because they understand each other. This book has been about explaining exactly why the groups in this example worked the way they did and giving you the tools to avoid similar problems in your own life. We're all different. If you keep your eyes open, you'll find out exactly how different. The rest is up to you. Penguin Readers, Surrounded by Idiots, Thomas Erickson, Level 7, retold by Katrin Morris, Series Editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Christopher Ragland. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2025.